Isaiah chapter 13. The oracle about Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. Set up a signal flag on the bare mountaintop. Shout out to them, wave your hand for them to enter into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my special forces. I have called my warriors to execute my anger, those who rejoice in my victorious exaltation. The tumult resounds on the mountains, like that of a great many people. There is an uproar among the kingdoms, like nations assembling together. The Lord of hosts is mustering the troops for the battle. They come from a far country, as far as the distant horizons. It is the Lord and the weapons of his anger to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore all hands will hang limp, and every human heart will melt. They will be terrified. Pangs and agony will seize hold of them. They will be in pain like a woman in labor. They will look aghast at each other. Their faces will be aflame. The day of the Lord comes, cruel with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land desolate and to destroy its sinners out of it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened as it rises, and the moon will not shine. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and bring down the haughtiness of the ruthless. I will make human beings more rare than fine gold, people than the gold of Ophir. Therefore I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken out of its place, at the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Like a startled gazelle, and like sheep with no one to gather them, they will return each one to their own people, and will flee to their own land. Everyone who is caught will be thrust through. Everyone who is captured will fall by the sword. Their infants also will be dashed in pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered, and their wives raped. Look, I will stir up the Medes against them, who do not care about silver and have no pleasure in gold. Their bows will cut the young men to pieces. They will have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not spare even the children. Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor of the Chaldeans' pride, will be like when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited from generation to generation. Not even the Bedouins will pitch their tent there, nor will the shepherds make their flocks to lie down there. But wild beasts of the desert will lie down there, and their houses will be the haunts of howling creatures. Ostriches will dwell there, and wild goats will frolic there. Wolves will cry in their former fortresses, and jackals in their luxurious palaces. Its time is near, and its day will not be prolonged. Isaiah chapter 13.